Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No, I'm freaking out right now. Al, this is horrible.
What is it?
Christmas Eve, 4:25. Christmas Eve. Eagles at Cowboys.
That's awesome. Cool.
No, it is not awesome. When am I going to have my seven fish?
Afterwards.
Afterwards is 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
What?
No one cares about your seven fish.
I'll be burping up smelts all night.
Oh, gross.
Well, I could eat seven smelts.
All right. However, by the way, yes, however, the good news is the first game is not in Arizona, as previously reported by faulty sources.
I told you it was a rumor.
And we now know, Al, talk about an easy start, at Detroit.
Oh, God.
1 p.m. Kylie Kelce, I'm sorry I gave you bad information. Yeah. It's not my fault. Rhea handed me the thing. I just read it.
I said it was a rumor.
She shouldn't be handing that stuff. On the line, Al, this guy to me, this is my go-to guy. I now want to face Atlanta teams so I get to talk to one of the best sports talkers in America at the game in Atlanta. The great Carl Dukes is with us. Hi, Carl!
Angelo, Al, Rhea, good morning, Philly.
Oh, Carl, we are pretty much back in the same boat we were in last year with your Atlanta Hawks. The Sixers are in trouble again. This time it's the Miami Heat. Carl, you're down there. We actually tried to get somebody from Miami, and we realized that Miami is like a big sinkhole of sports talk. Carl Dukes rules the South. So, Carl, give me your thoughts right now on this series between the Sixers and the Heat.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you said it. I didn't. I do rule the South. And here's the deal. I'm looking at James Harden in game one. I see 16 points.
All right.
I see James Harden in game two, 20 points. Those were both L's. And then I see James Harden in game three, 17 points. 31 in game four. They tie the series up. I love Joel Embiid. And by the way, let me say this. I feel sorry for Joel Embiid. I mean, can he get some help? Joel Embiid was like, when he got back, he had the mask on. He's like, I wasn't good tonight, but I need help. Where's Harden? Here's the deal. Hello, James. It's another closeout game. That's a legacy game for you, too. And tonight, I would love to tell Sixer fans that they're going to handle business. I actually am pulling for them to handle business. But how can I believe in Harden, or for that matter, Angelo, Doc Rivers?
All right, you started this, Carl, last year, Game 7, when Ben Simmons wouldn't do the dunk that would have knocked the Hawks out of that series. And then we had to unload him for Harden. All right, so here's the thing. Are the Sixers a better team last year than they are right now? What do you see? They are? Yeah?
Well, here's the deal. I thought they were. But what I'm seeing is telling me that they're not. Ben Simmons didn't play a game for the Nets this year.
Yep.
And you want me to believe that what I'm seeing right now with this team is better? I don't believe it. I don't buy it one second. And here's the other thing, guys. When I talk about Doc Rivers, I hope Sixer fans understand that Doc Rivers' playoff record is atrocious, whether he's got a lead or not. And I'm wondering what adjustments he's going to attempt to make to get more production out of these guys tonight. You know, we forget, or maybe we don't. Last year, they blew a game seven at home. It was the first time the Hawks had ever won a road game seven in 10 attempts. So I'm looking at Doc Rivers. The pressure is on him, too.
Wow, that's good stuff. Hey, Carl, while we're talking Simmons, it's kind of a juicy little rumor floating around that Nets are already not happy with Simmons. He got the back surgery now, and the name that came up, Atlanta Hawks for Ben Simmons. What do you think, Carl? You on board?
Can't win with him? No. I don't want him, and here's the deal. I just don't know where Ben Simmons' head is. You guys know this. I mean, is Ben worried about basketball? Is he really wanting to get better? Or does he want to be on the bench with these green suits on, getting all the attention? I don't know where his head is. So, no, I don't want Ben Simmons because, first of all, outside of the health factor, I just don't know what I'm getting. That's why the Nets are right now trying to potentially shop him. They don't even know what they're getting. So they're like, well, you know what? It's time to move on, even though he hasn't played a game for us. Ben Simmons, to me right now, is a lost puppy in this league, and I don't know where he's going to end up, but no thank you.
Carl Dukes, I really consider you more knowledgeable than anybody, even at my own station here in Philadelphia.
Really?
Carl, who's going to win this series? No, I'm serious. I got an afternoon guy who farted on the air yesterday. I'm not kidding. This is why do you think we bring you on? You know more than we do. So tell me, who's going to win this series?
I still believe that the Heat are going to win this series. I do believe the 76ers win tonight.
Okay.
I do believe that they handle business tonight. But I told you guys, here's the deal with Harden. And I've said this, and this may be too harsh, but he's a coward. He doesn't play big in these big moments. He never has. And I told you guys this weeks ago before the playoffs started. I said, James Harden, you guys better be careful. And you add that on top of what Doc Rivers has not done in these playoffs. Do you guys remember when he was with the Clippers in 2020?
Yeah.
And they blew a 15-point, a 19-point, a 12-point lead. This is what Doc Rivers' teams do. So he's trying to overcome that, and he's got a star that's not playing like it.
All right, Doc said that the reason for that was the bubble. They're in that bubble. All right, never mind. All right, Carl, listen, I need you for something else here because it's come to my attention that you have covered the University of Georgia, and you know the great players that the Eagles acquired, right? Jordan Davis and
N'Kobe Dean.
Could you, Carl, how good are these guys? Are they going to be able to help the Eagles?
Philly, you got two ballers. N'Kobe Dean arguably was the best player on the best defense last year for the Georgia Bulldogs, who won the national championship. Jordan Davis, guys, when you see this man, you are going to be amazed at how big he is and what a space taker he is. This kid is unbelievable. You're going to love his personality. He can play. And I'm hoping they throw him into the mix. I know you guys have a great defensive line, but this is a nice addition. And I got to tell you guys, I think you got two of the best players in the draft. Howie killed this. Howie Roseman killed this draft for the Eagles. Now, whether or not Jalen Hurts plays well, that's another story. But those two guys, I'm not worried about.
All right, hold on. Give me a little more on Dean, because Dean slipped to 83, Carl. How the hell did that happen?
All right, great question. Here's what happened. He got bad advice, and he did not run at the combine, nor did he run at his personal workouts. When you are a smaller type player that he is, and when I say that, I'm talking about stature, this is a guy that just makes plays. Go watch the tape. But he decided to not run, and he got bad advice, and it hurt him. Then you had the rumors out there about a pec injury. So you add those two things together, and teams were being very cautious. But where he ended up, I don't think he could have ended up in a better position, N'Kobe Dean. And I'm willing to tell you guys, when he gets the opportunity, I think you got a baller. I think you got a player.
Love it. One last thing, Carl, because you are very theatrical and exciting and entertaining. When the Falcons traded our own Matt Ryan, he comes from here. I heard that you literally cried on the air. Is that true? What's the matter? Wait. Carl?
Not a fan?
No, that is not true.
You did not break down and weep right on the air?
No, I did not. What I did do, though, is I wanted people to realize what we have. And you don't realize that until these kind of guys are gone. Until you get another franchise quarterback that is that damn good, that wins as much as he did, that is an MVP, that takes you to a Super Bowl, even though he came up short and it wasn't his fault, you don't realize it until those guys are gone. So now the predicament is, oh, well, we'll just get another guy. Good luck with that. Go ask the Dolphins about it. Go ask so many other teams about just replacing a legendary guy. So 14 years of that, and people were, oh, I'm tired of it. I'm over Matt. So he gets traded. That's what I did do. I did not cry on the air, Angelo. I did not.
All right, Carl. Well, I want to make a statement now then, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Ladies and gentlemen of Philadelphia, you have been listening to the finest sports talk host in America, Carl Dukes of the Game. How's that, Carl?
Where's my bell? Hold on. That's genius. That is genius. Thank you, sir.
Carl, love you, man. Be well. Be well, pal.
Love you guys. Take care.
That guy, Al, is so damn good. Hmm. Isn't he?
He's got energy.
He's got energy. He did an Embiid impersonation in the middle of that. That's amazing, Al.
He's awesome.
I love that guy. And we're not using him enough.
Wanted to use him earlier in the week, and you told me no. And I said, you know, it would be really good to ask him about N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis, and you blew me off.
Let's not bring some things up on you.
I guess we're in the full disclosure point of this. Yes. I'd like to make a statement about Miami, Florida.
Here we go.
Al, Odyssey.
You go right ahead.
Odyssey is a major company.
Yes.
We are proud to work for this great radio company.
Right, yeah.
So WIP wanted to do a thing with one of their hosts from the Odyssey representative who does sports in
Miami. The Miami Heat. Yeah.
Miami Heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we called.
Yep.
And they wouldn't return our calls.
Why?
For 4 hours. Huh. And then they finally did. And Rhea, what were we told?
They sleep in.
No hosts are available, including their midday hosts.
Al, it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
This is why when you see the teams don't want to go to Miami, because they're out till 10 in the air.
Exactly.
I mean, why not?
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you're in Miami, all I could say is be careful because it appears that their sports talk there only speak during the hours that they're assigned.
Yeah, they're asleep. They're relaxing.
And as far as I'm concerned, they can all go straight to hell.
Hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm a team player until I'm not. Let's go to Charlie next. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Angelo. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Charlie. But tonight, a lot of nervousness. What are you feeling?
Sixers win.
You got to win tonight. Will the crowd rise Joel back up to play at a high level?
And a loss in Miami. In game seven.
Oh, you just ruined the buzz. I got to go. Wait, let's take one at a time. Rube, game six, those crowds have been phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
How much can a crowd help a team?
A ton? Especially in this environment. Yeah, absolutely.
Remember 08 in the World Series?
I sure do.
How great were those crowds? All right,
when you were
facing,
years.
But you were facing Tampa, which they don't even care. Right? They can't even fill their building. Was that a big advantage in 08?
I thought it was. Yeah. I certainly thought it was. And you're talking about, I mean, they had the cowbells and stuff that were really annoying down in Tampa. That was awful.
When you were at the plate.
Super annoying.
When you were at the plate here in a big spot, two men on late in the game, and you heard the crowd screaming, did it inspire you to try even harder to do something good?
Not at all.
Not because they were yelling pinch hitter.
I couldn't hear it.
Why is Amaro up? This is a game situation. Get up a hitter.
I came up with a couple of hits.
He came up with a couple. And then we looked up the next day and they still lost.
Yeah.
Charlie, give me something you no longer use.
One thing.
Yep.
About the MVP.
Yep.
The year Wilt scores 50 points and 25 rebounds and 48.5 minutes per game. He did not win the MVP.
He didn't win that year?
No.
You know what? People didn't love him. They probably gave it to Russell.
Yeah, because he won like a bazillion championships.
And I'm so tired of Russell. All right, yeah, what did he win out? 11 rings?
I don't know, a lot.
That's not greatness.
Plus the NCAA championships and the Olympics.
That's not greatness?
It's not greatness.
11 rings?
He didn't win every year.
I don't think he really cared about the MVP.
We'll always have, Al, we'll always have 67.
Yep, that was the greatest, you know, that was just the run of the unbelievable run. 1 year.
A one-year dynasty.
Yeah, that dynasty.
All right, Charlie, give me something we don't use.
Car cigarette lighter.
Cigarette lighter is a good one.
I actually use it a lot.
I'm getting the word from Bria in the newsroom. Something else is happening.
I may have the schedule.
The whole schedule?
It might have been leaked by someone, I'll run it over. But the person who leaked it has a reputation of getting stories correct.
Ooh,
nice.
Oh, we're going to get what may be the real schedule when we return.
Correct.
How could this be more exciting?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back. This is very exciting, or it's not.
Oh.
I can't be positive,
but mean?
I'm going to give this to you because Rhea Hughes is a hawk. She misses nothing.
Yes.
And Rhea Hughes has found what appears to be the 2022 Eagles schedule.
But now let me give you just a little background. The person who posted it, it's a Twitter handle called Let's Go to the Phones. The minute it popped up on there, I went, they broke a big story recently. So I shot a message to Elliot Shore Parks. I said, what story did they break with the Eagles? The Fletcher Cox contract when they cut him.
No one knew Cox was getting going. That website did.
Wow.
So they have released what we believe to be the schedule. It does connect perfectly with the three dates we already knew were in place.
Yes.
So let's do this. Al, you ready?
Mm.
Rube, you ready?
I'm ready.
First game, as reported by Jeff McClain, at the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's a 1 o'clock game,
it
is a big, juicy cookie 1-0. We're all on board with 1-0. Second game, home opener here, Monday Night Football, Vikings 2-0.
Let's get ourselves another cornerback, and then I'll agree to that.
2-0. Then we go to week 3 at Washington. Makes sense. They usually give us a Washington game very early.
They are always early.
They always give us early. That makes sense. That's a victory. All right. Back home for another cookie. Jacksonville, 4-0. What a season. Then the game that was originally announced as the opener at Arizona, Al, you'd be going there around the 1st of October.
Why is that important? If that game is early against Arizona, Hopkins is still suspended.
DeAndre Hopkins is not eligible because of the use of steroids. All right? 5-0. Then you're home for the Cowboys. Al, Cowboys here. 6-0. Let's take a break. Bye.
Oh, nice.
Come back. Stay home. Pittsburgh. 7-0.
Will you stop it?
At Houston, Thursday night game.
That now, should be a win.
Now, here's the thing, all right? Yeah, you got a short week. It's awful opponent. That's 8-0. Then you come back. They give you an extra day, Monday night football, second game with Washington, 10-0. That's home.
That's insane.
A Monday night game. We got two Monday night games at home, Al. How weird is that? Right? Then at Indianapolis. Now that they have lost Wentz, they are no longer a threat. That's a victory.
What?
You with me? Do you hear a loss yet, Ru?
Well, you're a threat.
You are way too optimistic.
All right.
You're off the chain.
They have Matt Ryan.
Next up at home, the Packers. You know what? What am I, 11-0 right now? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm 10-0 right now, Al. Rodgers will have a big game, we'll lose.
Oh.
We're 10-1. Then we face Tennessee here, now emboldened by that loss. We beat Tennessee, 11-1. Three-game road trip at that point. At the Giants, no threat. At the Bears, no threat. Christmas Eve. Saturday night at Dallas.
Remember, was it Jeff Garcia once said, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia?
And then you finish with two home games. New Orleans and the Giants. Ka-ching, ka-ching. 15 up, 2 down.
You're out of your mind.
Al, insane. You with me?
I'm trying to count them up now. 1, 2.
That's 17, Al.
No, I'm counting up the L's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses I have.
5 losses. 12
That's
and 5.
Not bad.
I have 6 losses.
Who asked you? You're a baseball guy.
11 and
You're
6.
You're not here for your football expertise.
I'm better on football than
no,
I am on baseball.
I will say this. 11 and 6 folks. Will get it done. It'll get you in the playoffs.
Of course.
It will win the division. So, I'll take 11 and 6. Rhea, is there any way they have worse than 11 wins?
If Jalen Hurts does not take a step forward.
This is so exciting.
But this is the way you look at it.
Maybe the schedule. We're not positive. We don't have every time
and
date.
Let's go to the phones.
But we think that's
Posted it. Yes.
It's called letsgotothephones.com. Yeah.
No. It's at Twitter, @ Let's Go to the Phones.
Whatever.
It's Twitter.
Right. It's
one of those. It's not a whatever.
Whatever doesn't work there.
Do you believe that's the schedule, Al?
It sounds reasonable. I mean, that's a lot of Monday night home, too.
Two Monday night home games.
If you're a tailgater.
I'm going to tell you why, because Joe Buck and Troy Aikman love doing Eagles games. That's what that's about. They don't get to do them anymore. They're not on Fox. Now they're ESPN. They got to do two. They basically use their influence. Let me go to Ray on this. Ray, do you think that's it? Do you think that's the schedule?
I sure hope it's the schedule, Ange.
Is that not?
I have to do that.
Is that the easiest schedule you ever heard?
Yeah, I think so. And I would really like to see Dallas's schedule to make sure that we're in the clear for the division, because you never know with them.
Well, the thing is, Dallas is also get a very cookie schedule because they're facing the Central. They're facing the Detroit and the Bears, awful teams. But you know what? We're better than them now. We got A.J. Brown. Hello!
Not only that, defense wins championships, and our defense is looking pretty strong this year.
You need some help in
the back
end.
We will need James Bradbury. Howie, if you listen, get us James Bradbury. What the hell's taking so long?
He was asked about that on Pro Football Talk.
And what did he say?
Would you like to hear what he said?
No, I think it was negative.
Here we go.
What number is James Bradbury going to wear for the Eagles?
Our job.
is to look at any opportunity to improve the team. And we'll always do that. And we'll kind of have discussions on that.
There's your answer.
That is robotic.
I know.
Very robotic. Ray, what did you want to say about the coach of the 76ers?
I want to say that I'm very positive going into this end of this series because only good things can happen. I think if Doc is a good coach, he has Thibel handcuff himself to Jimmy Butler tonight and shut him down completely, or as much as Thibel could. But if we lose, Doc Rivers is gone. So only good things are going to happen at the end of this series.
All right, let me run that by Rube, because Rube, as a GM, had to make decisions like that one. Rube, if they were to get eliminated in this round, is Doc Rivers in trouble?
I would think so.
Because he was not hired by Daryl Morey.
Correct.
Whenever you inherit a coach or a manager, Rube, are you less inclined to keep him if he's not having the success you expect?
Yes.
Yeah, so he could go. He's got several years left on his contract, but that shouldn't bother Joshua Harris. He's a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of money. All right, Ray, so you figured either way it's a win. We either lose Doc or we win the series and keep going.
Well, you've got to find the silver lining, but yeah, either way, good things are going to happen.
I hope you're right that they keep winning, because I want to be honest with you. I need at least one more round of this fun. This is fun. Games like tonight are fun. Oh,
the Sixers have all sorts of stuff going on.
Oh, man, there's so much drama. Ray, give me something like an iPod we don't use anymore.
Cash money.
Cash.
I still use cash.
Yeah, it's a good one, but not good enough.
No, I use it now, but not as much.
Do you still
know,
have
now?
It stuffed inside your pockets? Oh, like
yes.
All?
Yes, I do.
It's unbelievable.
I think it's supposed to be things we no longer use. We still use cash.
Let me see.
Hold on. She wants me to
pull
it out.
A mess. Let I mean, me you have it. No respect for money.
No.
It's just a disgrace. What the hell carries money around like that?
You don't have a wallet?
Look
you
at all
even
that money.
Do you have any idea how much money is in there?
No.
God.
Look, it's like piles.
Well, look at this. Oh, there's money wrapped around a receipt.
It's a joke.
Oh, goodness.
Is that interesting?
Are you trying?
No, it's not interesting.
Somebody get this man a wallet for Christmas.
Is that your Wawa receipt from this morning?
From yesterday. Yes, it is. Wow, they give you a long receipt now. Look at that thing.
That you need so much.
I would have lost those $2 because I didn't know they were wrapped up in it.
That stupid money.
Yeah, he does.
Really,
he does.
No, the fact is now I don't use it that much.
Well, what is it now?
He just tosses it aside.
What do you,
like it's
you know? What do you possibly need that much cash for?
What's that there?
Why?
Yeah, I like to have it. It's like a security blanket.
Well, you have a credit card. Yeah. You have a Venmo. Yeah,
what if I run into a place that doesn't have credit cards?
There's like one in the entire country.
And this Venmo thing you're talking about? Not there
I
yet.
I love Venmo.
I'm not there yet.
Venmo's awesome.
The over-under on the Eagles is 8.5. What would you... That's an easy one?
Over.
Hold on a minute.
Can I do it now?
Yeah. 8.5?
Yeah. Cowboys are 10.5.
8.5?
Oh, yeah. I'm betting that now.
See this money right here, Al? I know what I'm doing to it.
All okay. $6?
If a dog carried money, that's how it would be carried.
You have it clenched in your fist.
That is a fistful of 20s. And it's going on 8.5.
Oh, my God. I'm taking
Thank
that.
Thank you, bookies. Thank you.
It's not bookies. It's the legitimate site.
You know what I mean. Thank you, BetMGM and Borgata Sports App.
There you go. That's better.
Thank you for the contribution to my foundation. Let's go to TR in Winfield.
Foundation giraffe.
Hi, TR, how are you today?
I'm all right, man. I'm on the fence. I'm on pins and needles right now, man.
All right.
I think it might be done, Ange, man. Because where they look. What is the Heat look last game, man? I think it is better than us, and they play smarter than we do, man. It's just the coaching, I think. You know,
they were overmatched.
All right, so hold on. So you can't really explain why in a game 5 the Sixers were not ready to play.
Nope, I can't explain it at all. It doesn't make sense. It's just psychological. I think it's mental because it wasn't at home. And they're coaching, and they don't listen to the coach like they should either. You know.
Hey, let me help you. All right, here's what I think, TR. I think if Jimmy Butler was still a Sixer, they would have played the way the Heat did in Game 5. That they needed that kind of a player, a catalyst, a guy that would not allow everybody else to check out mentally. That is what this team lacks. They don't have one of those players. They had one, and they let it go. Jimmy Butler. Jesus. Here's what I can tell you for sure, Tia. Jimmy Butler will show up tonight. All right. Jimmy Butler all will right. play a good game tonight, and he will help his team. I can't say that about any member of the Sixers.
And they're afraid to get physical with him. I haven't seen anyone get really, really put their hands on him. They just let him do what he wants. Like he's still one of their teammates. He's not just dominating. They're just letting him just move to get out of his way. Just let him do what he wants. Take the shots he wants. Nobody's in his face. They're not physical enough with him. I think they're scared of him. You know, I think it's... As men, they just have some type of fear for this guy, man. They don't put their hands on him.
You make a great point, TR. Someone's got to stop him. So I mean, Doc said it in the interview. Someone has to get in his space.
He's too comfortable.
Way too comfortable. They got to beat him up a little bit.
All right, but TR, who's going to do that? All right, maybe Thibault. You're going to put him on there, but then you got nothing on the other end. Zero. It's 4-5. That's your practice. It's a bad situation.
I'm not really good with basketball, but I think. I would like to see Reed stick him. I think Reed has more aggression. You know what I mean, I like how he plays. I think he need to get in his face. I think he's throwing a little bit.
You do not sound confident that the Sixers are going to move beyond this series. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're hearing correctly, man. I don't feel the way they beat us by 35. They were just doing anything they want, all kind of stunt shots, spectacular shots. It was doing what they want. We just standing there. We didn't know what to do.
You know, T.R., I'm loving your input. Give me something we don't use anymore, like an iPod.
How about the old phone numbers? GR2, not letter before phone number, before we had to use the...
That will not win. All right, Al Morgetti, could you give me right now what we have? Because Ruben Amaro will be giving out 5 prizes at the end of the next segment. If you would still like to get out and take a stab, we give you that opportunity. Here you got.
Cash money, a cigarette lighter, the actual cigarette lighter,
not the input thing.
Yeah. The newspaper vending machines, pager, 411. A rotary phone, a Walkman, a road map, encyclopedia, and a phone booth.
There's a lot more. A lot more.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is a difficult job every day, Al, to select the right person to be on the hot seat, especially when a main game like tonight's Game 6. Season ender if the Sixers lose the game. So we turn Ava Graham at this point. And Ava, I know you put a lot of thought into this. And
I did. There's a lot of work behind this. It may be my finest hot seat.
Really?
Today, Ike Reese is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Breaking news. Breaking win.
Today's lead story takes us inside the studios of 94 WIP, where former Philadelphia Eagle Ike Reese let it rip.
Holla at you, boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
But what led to such flatulence? We turn to his colleague, John Marks, for the answers.
To Ike's defense, we did just have pizza about 45 minutes previous, so the cheese must have hit him early, or earlier than he thought.
If it hit him worse, would they have hit the dump button?
The suspected fart was confirmed in a post by Mr. Reese stating, I let one go on air today. Didn't cut the mic off first. Hashtag my bad. Ike reached out to me earlier in the morning asking that I pull his finger. But now the question becomes, do other hosts cut the cheese on air? And was that the first instance of a mic catching wind?
Have I passed gas on the air? Yes.
Oh, you have?
Sure.
Do you know yes. I never have, Al?
Come on.
After 90 years in radio and with a grandson that sounds like this, the great people of the tri-state area are fortunate you gave up cheese many full moons ago.
It's better to fart and bear the shame than not to fart and bear the pain. Remember that, right. Inch.
Let's see.
She ended it with a real expert. That was great. That was great. And again, though, in a more solemn tone, Ike and John are both a little sensitive about it. We have even talked to our bosses here, and they have asked that after this show ends, from 10 o'clock on, please no references to it with any callers or anyone else associated with WIP. And we thank you for your cooperation.
Ike.
Yeah, they'll all listen.
Breaking wind.
If it was any worse, would he have hit the dump button?
More for Mike Juice.
That was Al Morganti. Matt is on the line.
Like Ruben said earlier,
Matt
farts are always funny.
On the line, yes. Just to clarify, Ruben DiMaggio Jr., former GM here. Rube, of all different varieties of humor, what is the funniest?
The fart.
Thank you.
Not even close.
Here's the crazy thing.
It's not even
is,
close.
You're all older gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have somebody who's about to become a teenager
oh.
and finds it hilarious yes. on a daily basis. So I get this here at work, and then I go home to fart jokes.
That's a fine young man.
Yes.
And furthermore, you know what, Al? You know what Ruben DiMaggio told me?
No.
I'm not lying.
Oh,
I said, never saying
it. Here we go.
No, he said it, and I'm saying it. Ruben DiMaggio said, sometimes, Al, when he pulled off a big deal, he let one rip during the negotiation. True or false,
that
Rube?
That is not true.
Al,
where did he come up with that one?
In fact, he even said.
What the hell?
He did that with the Mariners when he was doing a deal with the Mariners. And he said, he let one go and he went, you can call that a play to be named later.
Wow.
Al, take the next call.
I can't even. Where are you going from this? I mean, we got the Sixers and this only here.
Wait a minute. You need something.
The Sixers elimination.
Can't get any deeper.
And we're only talking the other elimination.
Hold on. I got this. Hey, Rube, I'm going to need a little more. Okay. Now do we have a deal? Matt, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, I'm not really sure how to follow up with all that.
No, but, just focus on the Sixers. You got a big game tonight, right in your city, Matthew.
Okay, yeah. So it takes me back to last year when they had the elimination game with the Hawks at home, and we're like, I kind of feel the same way. I'm like, deep down, I'm afraid they're going to lose. But I look at the home crowd, the Sixers crowd, and I'm just like, they can't lose this game.
No.
But last year, you know, I felt exactly the same way. I'm like, they can't lose this game. At the same time, my confidence level is not very high.
Matt, but here's the thing. 1 year ago, our confidence level was through the roof. We thought we had it because the Sixers won on the road to get back to a game seven. And we all thought it was won. And then we lost. You know what, Matt? It's a year later. I still can't really believe it. I can't believe that Ben Simmons passed up the tying shot, which was a dunk. That was the defining moment of his career.
It was absolutely shocking.
It was.
And what we forgot about is in like game four, the bad body language by Joel Embiid cost them.
It did. It happened.
Wechter's never
Matt,
forgotten. It.
I expect tonight a simple, easy victory. I really do. But I have no bets on game seven. None.
And you know, do we all realize that the bad body language game happened the last 3 years now?
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Matt, you are right to feel the way you do. Give me something we don't use anymore.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be a downer, you know. I'm rooting for him. Go Sixers. But
yep.
yeah, as far as what we don't use anymore, baseball is my number one sport, and we don't use I don't use the printed ticket anymore.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked them. Now, I still like a ticket.
I used to think I liked them.
You don't like them.
Until you have to give tickets to somebody else.
Yeah,
and remember, and now you just go on the plane.
Yeah, now you can just pass them on. Yeah,
Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yep,
2008 Game 5 World Series.
Yes,
do you have the ticket?
I do.
He does. See that, Al?
I have one.
Now, if they would have do it this year, not that it looks like they will, but if they did, Al, you would not have that ticket.
Yeah,
I like the ticket.
You're gonna put it on an NFT. Make it an NFT.
I don't like an NFT. I like a ticket.
You want to touch it?
I enjoy cardboard. I like to touch it.
Yeah. Okay.
James, you said it. I didn't say it. James is up next from the Northeast. Hi, James.
Morning, Angelo. Morning, team. Ruben, how are we all doing today?
We're doing good, but we're nervous about tonight, James.
Listen, I think we need another Danny Green speech. Maybe that'll motivate them.
All right, that'd be great. If the fans turn tonight, just know Danny Green will not approve.
We will have comments, the panelists.
Danny Green. And the thing about it is Danny Green has been a very good player in this series.
He's played well.
Danny Green, the thing is if you use Stiebel to control Butler, you don't have Green. You got a problem
there.
You
are getting zero offensively out of Matisse Stiebel.
I mean,
absolutely nothing.
And Green has rescued you several times with big threes.
And frankly, his defense hasn't been that shut down it as hasn't. Of late.
It hasn't either. You're right. James, give me something we don't use anymore.
I have a real quick question for Ruben, real quick.
Yeah.
Last week, Ruben, you said the Phillies won't fire Girardi. If you were Dave Dombrowski, would you fire Girardi?
No.
All right. Do you approve of his use of the 65-pitch limit for Bailey Falter yesterday with one out to go in the fifth inning, Ruben Amaro?
Do I approve of it?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh. Is it grounds for dismissal?
No.
I tried. James, give me something you would never use anymore.
Disposable cameras.
Disposable camera.
Oh, remember those?
I found a bunch.
They still use them.
I found a bunch that I'm going to take and get,
Rube, can I try one? Rube.
Go ahead.
The sacrifice bunt.
Yeah. That doesn't exist. Come on.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't you still enjoy it?
No, I don't enjoy it because people can't do it.
Did you lay it down when you played?
That's the only thing I did. They used to pinch bunt.
They did.
I used to pinch bunt for
and you,
Jim Fregoso.
You were a very good bunt.
I could bunt. I could do one thing really well. It was bunt.
I like to touch it. No, stop that, Joe. Joe, I was afraid that would happen. No, that will not happen again, ladies and gentlemen. It was just a minor glitch. It will not happen. John's on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Ange, how you doing?
How are you, John?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, if you guys have Ray on before his retirement, please ask him about that Reggie Jackson Stan Hopkins story. It's the best story I ever heard.
I will ask it, and I assure you, let me just say, this is terrible, John. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting around today, and we're going, geez, Ray's retired. Oh, wait, the schedule's coming out. Book him for tomorrow.
Yeah, and he already got back to me. He goes, I will miss playing your silly little game, but for tomorrow, I'm in.
Ray's in. We're going to use him like a rented mule this month. John, give me something that you no longer use.
Nobody uses anymore. Blockbuster. Go get a movie.
Blockbuster.
In Oregon, right? Is it Oregon?
There might be one left, but it's not doing that well. Todd's on the live from Newcastle. Hi, Toddy.
Morning, team.
What are you feeling right now, Todd?
So I want to be optimistic with the Sixers, but I just don't see how their deficiencies are going to stack up against Miami over two games. They turn the ball over too much, and they rely on the three more than they should, at least in the games they've won. And Miami gets points off of turnovers, and they've got a more well-rounded team. The games they've won, they've been cold.
I predicted that the Sixers would get blown out of Game 5. I believe they will blow out the Heat in Game 6.
Blow out. Mm.
I think they will win easily. Todd, I need something you don't use anymore.
I never use it because I'm too young for it, but the Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages. We're going rapid fire. No, be ready, Rube. You're the judge. Anthony, what don't we use?
I'm going to say this. MLB catchers don't use their hands no more to call signals.
That's not going to win. Kurt, I need something we don't use anymore.
Can't believe we can't talk about Fartgate after 10 a.m. That really stinks. Ha! Huh? Anybody say typewriter?
Typewriter.
No.
Some people still reuse them.
All right, that's a no, Kurt. Rube is a very tough judge. Sam, I need right now, what don't we use?
A good old-fashioned roadmap.
A roadmap named. Yeah. And Mike, you get last crack. What don't we use?
Transistor radio.
Transistor radio.
Yeah, down the shore.
She still uses it. All right, are we ready here, Al? Number five.
Number five gets a $25 Boston Market gift card.
What would be a pager?
A pager. Number four gets a Sixers New Era City Edition hat.
Walkman.
Number three gets a pair of tickets to see The Who, the Hits Back 2022 tour. Just go to WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com for tickets. That's on May 20th.
The 411 usage.
Oh, that is a go.
Number two gets an Echo Dot smart speaker.
That'd be a phone booth.
And number one gets the $100 Visa gift card.
The rotary phone.
Wow. I got to say, was waiting all morning for somebody to say typewriter. Al, typewriter.
Yeah.
They said it.
They said it.
Ruben said no. It. He said no.
People still use it.
No.
Rube.
People still use it.
You're a little too finicky as a judge. That's all I'm saying. Well, that's all I'm saying. All right. I don't mean nothing bad from it. Understand.
I don't mean this in a bad way.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
What is that hand gesture that you just did?
That's a Domerera. Don't take this.
He was scratching.
All right. Ava Graham, it's time to do a wrap.
It is. And so I guess in a way, you know, Ruben did have line of the day, was kind of saying that farts are always funny. But I thought the best way to do line of the day was display how they're funny.
And I said out loud, I have it on some tape because my wife tapes my living room. Yeah, in case anything exciting happens there.
No, she hasn't checked that in a while.
All right. And here's, all right, Joe, that's not what's happening in
that's
that
what
living
she's
room.
Listening for.
How dare you say that?
It's rude.
That was rude.
Funny. It's always brought to you.
It's always funny.
Yep. Brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Be the first to place your order for the 2023 Cadillac Lyric from Armin on May 19th. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Who will win the playoff series between Miami and Philadelphia? 66% say the Heat.
Wow. Ow, two out of three, the Heat. Yeah. Oh.
Not surprised.
Studio assistant today, Ava Graham, Kyle Quinn. Special thank you to Ruben and Mara. Ruben, great job. Special contribution today, Ike Reese's rear end. Producer Joseph A. Wester Jr., Joe DeCam, and John Ritchie coming up next. How do we do today?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.